Bieloruský premiér priviezol do Bratislavy zástupcov 30.
Perhaps in no EU country other than Slovakia is the visit of the Belarusian prime minister headline news. In fact, since 2010, EU leaders have refused to visit Belarus capital Minsk because of its appalling human rights record. But Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico was happy to be wined and dined in Minsk late last year. And in April, he drummed up plenty of business with Belarus during its prime minister's visit to Bratislava. One result will be Slovak direct investment in joint ventures in eastern Belarus. Products manufactured there and exported to Russia will bypass EU trade sanctions against it. This is how the Slovak Prime Minister recently explained his eastern policy.
The Russian Federation is an important partner for Slovakia, and not just in the field of energy, namely the import of natural gas. There's a lot of interest in both Slovakia and Russia in forging constructive relations that will be beneficial to both sides.
Throughout the Ukrainian crisis, the Slovak Prime Minister has paid lip service in Brussels to the united EU approach toward Moscow. Grilled about his proximity to Minsk and Moscow on one independent TV network, Fico replied that there was nothing wrong in dealing directly with Belarusian President Lukashenko, even though he's described by human rights organizations as Europe's last dictator. Fico said Belarus has a presidential system, with the president being the strongest person, and that's why he decided to meet him. Fico claims his close relations with the East reflect the historically warm sentiments the people of Slovakia have toward Russia. This may seem odd considering that Moscow crushed Czechoslovakia's Prague Spring Revolt of 1968, which was actually born among Slovak intellectuals. The lyrics of this song about the Soviet invasion include a poignant phrase in Russian, "We'll never forget." And that's how many ordinary Slovaks felt under communist rule. Yet nearly 50 years later, Slovakia seems to have put memories of the Soviet intervention behind it. Evidence of a Russian presence in Bratislava is everywhere. From the many branches of Russia's Sberbank in high streets to the countless Russian-speaking commuters on Bratislava's public transport each morning. According to commentators, the Slovak-Russian partnership started in the early 90s during the era of the controversial autocratic ruler Vladimir Mečiar, who was at odds with the West and flirted with Moscow. And Russian business involvement in Slovakia has continued ever since. But there are those in Slovakia who are worried that Moscow's influence won't stop there. Dušan Fischer is with the Slovak Foreign Policy Association in Bratislava. His team is monitoring what the NGO describes as growing online information warfare coming from Russia, which is targeted at young Slovak voters. Dušan explains that different tools are used, from fake news sites to trolling legitimate Slovak media forums.
There is systematic propaganda and disinformation on Slovak websites, the websites that are translated in Slovak, which leads people tend to believe alternative news, alternative reality, rather than the traditional mainstream focused news. It leads to nationalism and also leads to the system when people don't trust the institutions, such as media, such as the state as such. They don't trust democracy. We just had a public poll, and one quarter of the respondents believe that the dictatorship would be better than democracy.
I sat down with Dušan to take a look at some of the sites in Slovak. They're apparently produced in what are known as the troll factories of St. Petersburg in Russia, from where the Kremlin wages its information warfare.
So we're looking at Hlavné správy, which is something that we use very often. The title of the article is USA Threatens with War. The articles are usually very confused, a mix of pictures and statements about Russian intention to help Syria, although we know that the truth is the opposite. It glorifies Russian military equipment and also blaming the United States. So this is the main narrative. Russia is good, USA is bad. When I see a comment section, it's usually leave NATO, leave EU.
But even though the association regularly sends reports to Slovak government ministries about the dangers of this online information war, Fischer says those higher up show little interest. According to political analyst Grigory Mesezhnikov from the Institute for Public Affairs, those in power in Bratislava may take some convincing that their close links with Russia are not in Slovakia's best interests.
nebol, tak povediac.
When it comes to Prime Minister Fico, he hasn't even once negatively assessed Russia's actions, while he's been critical of the EU and the US on his many foreign visits. Russia is never criticized. Fico has a problem with the fact that the EU shows solidarity regarding Moscow. In my opinion, this does nothing to boost the position of the Slovak state, and it's counterproductive from the point of view of this country's interests.
But there are also those who wonder whether Fico may be playing a role in the EU's eastern policy after all, by keeping communication channels open with Moscow, Minsk and other regimes in the region. It's difficult to know whose interests are being served. But the Slovak government certainly straddles the east-west divide. Julian Berner, DW, Bratislava.